from London, BBC Caribbean Report. America's Watch warns Washington to be cautious on the Guyanese government's promises of electoral reform.
I think it's too early to say that there has been meaningful change in Guyana. There's always been a very large gap in Guyana between the promises that are made and what actually happens.
A prominent British churchman says religion is still the most important organ for social change in Haiti, and Caribbean nations meet in Trinidad to set their agenda on the environment. I'm Leslie Goff, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The former chairman of Guyana's civic movement, GARD, confirmed to BBC Caribbean Report today that he had accepted an invitation from the People's Progressive Party president, Dr. Chedi Jagan, to become his running mate in the upcoming general elections. I asked Sam Hines if this alliance wasn't just a cynical attempt at attracting the Afro-Guyanese vote.
I would not agree. I think, if anything, maybe I would put it the other way, that there is need for the Afro-Guyanese and the Indo-Guyanese to get together. And my action was to forestall a situation where the elections, upcoming elections, seem to be lining up to be PNC and Afros versus PPP and Indo-Guyanese.
Sam Hines told me that his actions have not damaged the civic movement. He says GARD accepts that many of those who joined it would go on to become involved with mainstream parties, and he believes his move will help to bridge racial polarization.